101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
Fireball.
Certainly no fireball this morning.
Definitely not. 3.3.
3.3.
Oh, that's fripnip weather.
I didn't feel like it was that cold, if I'm honest. I didn't feel like it was... Did you feel that cold?
Yes, I did this morning. I had to have a shower this morning because I had the old fake tan on last night. Went a bit hard on the fake tan.
Are you planning on running into someone at Origin on Wednesday night, tomorrow night?
Oh, well, you know.
Elliot Lovejoy might be there again.
Shut up. he actually is in Brisbane.
The one that you went to Origin with last year.
And we have discussed meeting up.
Oh, have you?
He didn't get tickets to Origin, though. He's poor.
So you put on a nice little tan.
That's not the reason.
Okay.
I'm going to Queensland. It's hot up there. Did you know that?
No, I've
packed... It's short weather.
Oh, no.
Short and T-shirt weather, and I thought I need to put a tan on because my legs are not looking great.
Rookie mistake by me, even though we lived there for a couple of years. I haven't even looked at the weather, and I've got nothing but jeans and jumpers. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. My mates on the weekend were swimming at the beach. That's right.
Let's move the show back there full time, guys. This weather is just too cold.
They don't get winter in Brisbane.
They do. A little bit they do.
Oh, the tiniest winter ever.
I've got one pair of shorts to last me 3 days.
Oh, you're in trouble. Producer Rach is like, you'll be
right. What have you packed, Rach?
I literally have jeans that I'm wearing, but I did pack a little dress as well.
I think you'll be fine in jeans as long as you've got T-shirts.
I got one T-shirt.
Oh, well, you're stuffed then.
I don't know. What am I going to do?
You'll be wearing your Origin jersey around.
That doesn't fit me.
Oh, doesn't it?
Nah, from last year. I've outgrown it.
Or it's from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I wish I got an extra, extra.
It's a plain jersey.
That's why. They're super tight. Have you seen those? Mine's a bit tight too.
I want those rugby style
cotton ones with the collars on it. Old school. That's what I want.
Yeah, the ones that don't show any lumps and bumps.
I might go get one after the show today to take with me to Origin tomorrow night.
You reward yourself for putting on weight. You do that.
I'll do that.
I'm going to reward myself.
And I'm going to get a couple of donuts while I'm there. Getting it too. We're off to the game tomorrow night to bring you all the latest at Origin. Looking forward to that.
We're off straight after the show.
We are today.
Heading up to Brisbane.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
For the double chinners out there.
That's me.
We can say we represent you. 13, 12, 16 if you've got an epic double chin.
Maybe you have no chin.
Oh, I went to school with a girl with no chin, the poor girl.
Oh, yeah. Gaundy.
Well, I'm just saying the facts.
Why did she have no chin?
I'm not sure. She just genetics.
Because some people actually have like a condition where you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Her sort of bottom lip went straight down to the
neck. Yeah, that's actually
but
a
not,
thing.
Yeah.
You can actually get that pulled out.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well,
a girl who was on The Voice, she actually sang last night and she was on a previous season, had the surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You'd get it done, wouldn't you?
You would.
You'd get it done.
You would.
Would you do anything for the double chin? Because there's a drug that's been approved in Australia called Belkira.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where they inject where the fat is under your chin. They inject it and it dissolves the fat.
So what, it's like a different form of liposuction?
Yeah, kind of. It takes 30 days to dissolve it.
I don't know about that.
It breaks down the fat.
Mm.
There's risks.
What are the risks?
The neck area is high risk.
And, for what?
Well, there's large...
High risk for what?
Large blood vessels. And the jugular vein, if you get that.
Ugh. Oh, as in if when they put the needle
in?
Oh, God. Oh, sign me up.
Well, no, but you know how there's like dodgy doctors and stuff out there that can take these.
Who
a lot
probably
with Botox,
aren't trained.
Who aren't trained. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to get it done, you need to go to the right person.
Pay the right person.
To get it done, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look at our photo, our promo shot.
Both of us have a double chin in that photo.
Nothing like mine. Yours is nothing like mine.
Are you joking?
Are you joking? Producer H, get on here.
No.
Who has the bigger double chin?
Who has the lesser double chin?
No, I want the bigger. Who has the bigger double chin in that photo?
I don't want to answer this question.
You know it's me.
Okay, here we go. Do we both have a double chin in our promo shot?
A little bit, both of you, yes.
Here we go. The truth comes out.
Gaundy's is bigger.
Yeah, mine's way bigger in that shot.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I got
bit.
Stitched up in that shot.
Well, the other photos... I've got a bigger double chin.
But with the other photos, you were like, oh, my eyelash is out of place. I can't have that one.
Oh, as if
I
was.
So I had to go with the double chin on it. So.
That's not even the one I wanted.
Isn't it?
No.
Would you get the injections?
Nah.
Not even if it got...
Wouldn't do it.
If your double chin got double as bad as that.
It was like yours.
Oh, righto, mate.
In that photo, you don't have a double chin like that, but in that photo...
I can give it to myself about a double chin. You can't give it to me, all right?
You can give it to me about my double chin. I wouldn't get it because I had a mate who, she went and got liposuction, and this was probably 4 years ago, and she said now the parts where she got liposuction, it's like ridiculously bumpy and all out of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she reckons it's really bad.
Lumpy.
See,
and
that's
sort of
the stuff they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Afterwards, like, it's not perfect. See, whereas this, how much has it been tested? It probably gives you cancer. Everything does.
Everything. I'm considering it, though. Oh. Assess the risks.
Oh, nice. That photo's that bad.
I might go down that road.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Oh, look, how long have we been on the hunt for the white gold, Bree? Michelle Pfeiffer.
Long.
I would say 3 to 4 years we've been trying to get Michelle Pfeiffer on this show. It's been a long, long road.
The story of one radio team's journey for the ultimate treasure. The biggest thing the silver screen has ever seen. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Bree and Gaunzy's hunts for the white gold.
Is it that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold?
Woo! Woo-hoo! Some people say, aim high. We didn't. We aimed low. And we still haven't been able to come through with the goods.
All off the back of that Bruno Mars song this year, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, the white gold. We want to know what the fascination is with Michelle Pfeiffer.
She must have been happy with that mention. That song was massive. Still is.
I'm about to let you know how she felt about it.
No way.
Yeah.
You're saying one of our mates...
One of our friends, we've had him on this show.
...has spoken to the white gold...
Yep.
...all to himself.
All to himself.
Didn't give us a piece of the white gold. I'm not happy. I'm TO'd.
I'm telling you, over the years, the lengths we've gone to get Michelle Pfeiffer on this show, we... Wow.
That's a skull. Skull.
I'm feeling
Skrull,
the pain.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the
emotion. I'm sending a message to whoever this is as soon as you tell me. I'm pretty sure I know.
I just want to recap some of the stuff we've done. We've gone direct to the manager. We've called a guy that runs a celebrity bus tour to see if he goes past his house. We've had Dee Dee Pfeiffer, her sister, on this show.
We even tried to pass up my brother to Dee Dee to try and get closer to Michelle.
We gave up your brother.
As tribute.
Yes, to go, here, take him.
my brother sacrificed himself.
We'll give you a brother. We want your sister.
We just want to talk to Michelle. You can have my brother for life.
Are you ready to find out who chatted to her?
I bet I know who it is. Are their initials ST? Oh, not happy.
Not ST.
Oh, okay.
One, Brad Blanks.
The guy, the loosest reporter on the scene, Brad Blanks.
Famous for reporting for Hamish and Andy and our show here. Brad Blanks lives in New York. She's got her brand new movie or whatever.
Oh, so this was recently.
Yeah, this is this week. She chatted to
me. Oh, I'm off him.
So this is our mate Brad Blanks chatting to the white gold, and he asked...
Oh my God, I can't believe this!
And he asked the big question, Bree, as well. He asked about hearing her name in that Bruno Mars song. Are you ready for the white gold to appear on our show?
This is big.
Via our friend Brad Blanks, who doesn't know we're playing this audio, but here it is, the white gold.
But you're missing me if I didn't ask you, when you first heard Uptown Funk, what did you think?
That's the white gold,
Bree. I remember where I was when I first heard it. I think a friend of mine sent me a link to it. I was really shocked and kind of bewildered and, like, flattered. You know? It's like, wow, that's cool. But every now and then I'll be, like, in an exercise class and it'll come on and I'm sort of like, oi.
Oh,
no. It's really embarrassing.
That's me. And your husband liked it when he heard it too, Uptown Funk?
I'm not sure that he's heard it, honestly.
No, that's great. Well, anyway, I'm glad I asked. Someone had asked. Well, Michelle Pfeiffer, you're a star. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Yeah. Awkward laugh again.
Bit icy, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. I watched the video of it too. She's a little
bit
standoffish. Yeah, a little bit.
Can we post that on our page?
Well, here's the thing, Brie. I've been trying to get in contact with Brad to come on our show. He's gone into lockdown. He's gone into hiding. He's not even getting back to me.
Yeah, because he knows.
He knows.
Oh, I'm going to give him a
serve. Knows. I don't know whether to be happy or sad because we just had the white gold on the show, but until we chat to her personally...
The hunt will continue.
The hunt goes on. The hunt goes on.
People, when you're on a hunt like this, there'll be backstabbing. There'll be blood, but you just got to trek on, Gaunzy.
You'll lose a few friends along the way, like we have with Brad.
Exactly. Continue to fight the good fight.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the time. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Really, the opener.
I kind of like it now.
It can't be changed anymore.
No one likes it.
It's ingrained. I like it. Em in the newsroom was loving it for
no,
a second.
She doesn't. All right. You two
tick,
know.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick,
you two know. All right, we there get it. Is 20 seconds on the clock, as many songs as you can get. You've only got 1 second of each. You can guess if it's a collaboration. I'll take any one of the artists or the name of the song.
Who are we playing for?
Gaunda, you're playing for Jess in Tugra. And yeah, Bree, you've got Alicia in Chain Valley Bay.
Yeah, girl.
Woohoo, go great.
Yeah, babe, we've got this.
Was that you, Jess? You're on my team.
Jess, you can be on my team too.
Everyone's going for Bree this morning. Justice Crew tickets this morning.
Up for grabs.
Yeah.
All right,
you have to go
out of the studio
into said cone of silence.
Any words of wisdom for me, Jess?
Sorry, you're on your own.
Oh, thanks.
Jess, that's not a great team player attitude, but you know, all right, you're on your own.
I like the pressure, Jess. This is like New South Wales in Origin.
Oh, well, now I have to back you, don't I?
Yeah, I'm New South Wales and Bree's Queensland. This is Origin of the game.
All right, here we go. 20 seconds on the clock.
In the zone.
As many as you can get, only 1 second. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Beyonce.
Yep.
Backstreet.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Symphony.
Yep.
New Kids on the Block.
Nope.
Pass. Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Foo Fighters.
Yep.
Can't keep my hands to...
Selena Gomez.
Ooh, that was good.
Solid effort from you, Gaunda. 7 correct.
Yeah, the Blues. Go
you
the Blues.
You skipped one, and I'll tell you which one it is when you bring Bree back in. 7 correct for Gaunda. Same thing. He goes to get Bree out of the voice booth. Jess, so far, you've got 7. How are you feeling, Jess?
I'm feeling like New South Wales is
going to
win this.
Oh, shots are fired. We've called it New South Wales v. Queensland, Brianna. This is Origin of the 1 second sum game.
This is Origin.
He's off to a good start.
That was a bell ringer.
He's off to a good start, Brie.
Oh, no.
Okay, are you ready?
Don't put that kind of pressure on this. Okay.
I could be lying. You've got no idea. I could be playing mind games with you. In.
She's not. I killed it.
Three, 2, 1.
Pass.
Everybody.
Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Symphony.
Yep.
Ooh, 5.
Yep.
Pass. Pass.
Can't keep my hands to...
Selena Gomez.
Yep.
Miley Cyrus.
Yep. Oh, I can't give you the last one, unfortunately.
Train.
It was Train, but I can't give you the last one, Bree. Do you know what this means, though?
Is it a tie?
Gaunda's done it.
Oh,
yeah, the Blues. Go the Blues.
Brianna skipped 3 in that and you got to song number 9. Gaunda only skipped 1 and got to song number 8, which means he got 7, you got 6.
Okay,
Did Bree get 6?
She
passed on a lot.
She's passed on 3.
Hey, that's my tactic, Gaunda.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jess in Tugra, you've scored yourself the tickets this morning to Justice Crew.
Jess had no faith in me, but I got it over the line. You can check out Justice Crew on their Pop Dat Buckle Tour, Bree.
Pop Dat Buckle,
2nd of June at the Laycock Theatre.
Just running through the songs really quickly. Beyonce, Jay-Z, you both got. Backstreet Boys was number 2. Justin Timberlake, number 3. Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson, number 4.
I got
5
that.
Was number 5. DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, number 6.
I got it.
Foo Fighters was number 7.
Got
Selena
it.
Gomez, number 8.
Got
Miley
it.
Cyrus, number 9.
All right, we get it, Gaunda, one.
It's going to be the same result in Origin.
All right.
Go the Blues.
Oh, come on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunda.
CFM.
Since Chappelle was busted in Bali, I don't think anyone in Australia has been named Chappelle since. Not one Chappelle in the last 13 years. Not one.
I don't think there was many people being named Chappelle in the first place.
It's a unique kind of name.
It is a very unique name.
But I guess when you sit down and you go to name your child, you rattle off a couple of things and, you know, if something comes up, you go, nah, I can't go down that road. And I think if Chappelle came up, I'd go, ooh, she got done in Bali.
Yeah, probably not going to name her Chappelle.
Let's not name her Chappelle. Do you think we'll find one?
Unless you wanted to set the kid a challenge.
In life. Because life's not hard enough.
Kick them off
it is.
With the name, Jabil.
Let's go to Lisa in Wombril this morning. Morning, Lise.
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So it's not you because you're Lisa.
Yeah.
Great detective work, Gaunty.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, guys.
Nice work, Watson.
One clue at a time. What have you got for us, Lise?
Okay, so we call my sister Chappelle.
Why?
At the time, she had a care cut that made her look like Chappelle Corby.
Okay.
So my hubby just started calling her Chappelle, and it has stuck.
And she likes it.
My kids call her Auntie Chappelle on and off. And, you know, it's pretty funny.
Just because of the haircut, and she likes a spliff.
Yeah, she's got fair skin and dark hair as well. And at the time, they were, you know, they looked quite similar. So.
I thought you were going to say at the time she did enjoy.
Yeah, the
spliff,
the stuff.
No.
And Lise, has it stuck so much that she even now calls herself Chappelle?
Yeah, well, amongst like friends and family, yeah, I wouldn't say she would introduce herself as Chappelle.
Probably not.
She secretly hates it. Let's go to Annie. In Jillaby. Morning, Annie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, it's not you, because your name's Annie.
No.
But who do you know?
Well, it's not actually a Chappelle, but my daughter's name is Sherelle, and she was 10 when this story first broke. And so people would either deliberately call her that or mix her name up and confuse it, and she absolutely loathes anything to do with Chappelle Corby because of it.
And I bet in recent years, because there hasn't been that much news about Chappelle, but I bet she's loving it now, Annie.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere at the moment. And so was there no red flag when you came up with Sherelle? Did you not go, ooh, this is close to Chappelle at all?
Well, no, because she was 10 when this story broke, so I'd never heard the name Chappelle.
Ah, I get you. Okay.
It was too late.
We're still yet to find someone in the last 13 years since it happened. Let's go to Chappelle. Samara in Woongarra.
Samara in Woongarra, what have you got for us?
Well, about 5 years ago, my little cousin was born, and my uncle showed up at the hospital, had a few too many drinks, told the midwife to name his daughter Chappelle. And they've only just changed the name this year.
Oh, so they actually named her Chappelle Samara?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I thought you said Chanel.
That's
your phone line kind of
too.
Broke up there. So,
when my aunt found out, she was mortified.
Really? And so how long had she been Chappelle before the name change?
4 years.
Four years.
And my aunt got sick of it and she's like, nah, we need to change it.
All because of Chappelle Corby?
Yep.
And they actually named... They actually named her Cassie, so it's turned out for the worst.
Yeah, what would you rather, Chappelle
or cocaine? Cassie?
Oh, we've got to change it. We've got to change it again.
Oh, it's all over again, guys.
Oh, again, God.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Didn't find one.
Was her name actually Cassie? Can you just double check?
Find out just quickly.
What did they rename her, Samara?
They renamed her Lily May.
No, I can't think of any drug smugglers by that name.
Yeah, that's pretty safe. I think you're pretty safe there.
You've really taken the wind out of our drug smuggling sales.
Get up with Free and Gaunty. CFM.
How's news this morning through about Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty full on, isn't it?
He's been, it says he's been done under DUI. And in Florida, where he was pulled over, he refused to take a breath test.
Okay.
And that means automatically being arrested and license suspension. So they've taken
him
in.
Why wouldn't you just do it?
Oh, well, he was driving around. Apparently, according to reports, he was driving around erratically. He got pulled over. He was being a bit arrogant.
Okay.
And I guess he knew he was in...
strife.
He was in trouble.
But then, like, don't people realise that if you refuse, it's just going to be worse?
Yeah.
Like if you get pulled over... Like, obviously, if you've been drinking, like, you blow into the thing and then they...
But I think when you've been drinking, you're not thinking straight, are you?
Well, that's true. Obviously, he was quite intoxicated.
Yeah, he was trying to get his way out of it. It's like someone when they get pulled over and they feel like they've had a few drinks and you go to blow into the breathalyzer and instead of blowing in, you just do that...
Have you done that?
You know when you're not actually pushing any air out
or you just suck in?
And they push the air out, blow the air out. They've seen it all before, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I doubt you'd get away with it. Like, do people honestly think, oh, I'm going to get away with this?
Can't say I've ever done it.
Neither. I've never had to be pulled over and have been drinking before.
Really?
Never.
Not once.
I'm someone who I don't drink if I'm driving at all.
But what about if you go to dinner and just have a couple of wines and you do that thing where you go, oh, one in the first hour.
See, I don't do that.
No, you don't.
No, I don't take the risk and I don't want to ever put myself in the position where I could or maybe and then I have to drive. I just don't.
I stupidly, on my birthday, I had a birthday dinner and I thought I managed it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home, got pulled over at the for the police and I thought, yep, all right, I'll do the breath test, thinking I should be right.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good. I felt fine. I had enough to eat. And the guy said, mate, pull the car over, you're coming with me. And I went, what do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Second test.
Jumped in the, yeah, took me down to the police station. And I was getting along with the guy really well, both the cops actually. And I showed him they had my license. I said, it's actually my birthday today, guys. And they were like, oh, well, happy birthday. Hopefully you blow under on the next test. Got back to the police station.
What did you blow the first time? Just over.
Just on, I think. Yeah, okay. Just on. And then we went back to and they asked me a whole bunch of questions and your heart is pounding.
Oh, yeah.
Pounding, thinking, oh, this is
D-Day.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done here. And they were nice guys. They were, you know, trying to give me enough time to answer the questions and do the second test. And I blew the second test and you're sitting there waiting nervously for the results to come back in, just sitting there. And from the room...
I feel like I'm watching an episode of RBT.
It was just like that, actually. And then I hear
over.
This. Yeah.
What, they clapped you out?
The guy walked back around, high fives, blew under, and away I went. And, man, I drove home so smug.
I bet. Well, really? I wouldn't have.
No, smug in the fact that I knew that if I got pulled over again, I knew that I was under. So I was like, hey, I'm good to drive.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm good. Not that I could get away with it.
Gotcha.
Just the fact that I knew that I was under that time.
And from that experience,
yeah.
Do you ever risk it again?
No, it scared me to the point where, yeah. No, I wouldn't risk it again.
Well, you just don't know. Everyone's so different.
I did turn into Tiger Woods, though, and hooked up with 14 chicks and...
Blame it on the alcohol, yeah.
Exactly. Every single
time. The alcohol.
Every single time.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Did you hear about this story about a bride who's lost her best friend over the wedding?
No.
This is pretty full on, this story. So there's been a bride who has lost her best friend because her best friend... has chosen to go to something else instead of the wedding.
Was she bridesmaid?
Yes.
Been locked in as bridesmaid?
Yes.
And then changed her mind to go to something else?
You know what she went to?
Didn't want to be good.
An Adele concert.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Kind of fitting, really.
Yeah. So ditching the friend to go to Adele.
Yeah, so apparently the woman, the bride, was devastated to learn that her best friend was ditching her wedding to go to an Adele concert, even though they'd set the date of the wedding 3 years before.
3 years. Couldn't she go to another Adele show? It's like one and only?
Yeah, so that's what the bride was saying in this story. Also, the tickets were given to this woman for free.
Well, you can't pass up free tickets. Yeah, I mean, well, them, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
nothing
true.
Better than free tickets.
Still pretty rough.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't think this is something Adele would appreciate.
Yeah, I don't think Adele would approve of this.
Would not take this.
She wouldn't like it.
She should ditch her show and go sing at the wedding.
Who's your... Oh.
Wouldn't that?
And then the friend's not allowed to come.
Wouldn't that win your friend back, though? I brought Adele.
Nah,
I've got Adele. She's here.
Still not coming.
She left her show. There's 100,000 people waiting to see her.
Nah. I'm going to go to the stadium. What would you do?
Yes.
Would you go? Think of your ultimate. Maybe Adele is this woman's ultimate.
I couldn't ditch my best mate's wedding.
Oh, you can't do it, can you?
I couldn't do it.
You can't ditch your best friend's wedding.
But then the statistics in weddings, I mean, chances are there's going to be another one to get to. You mean the chances?
Oh, come on.
If you're playing your odds.
Come
on. If you're looking at the odds, you go, well.
There might be another one. Adele concerts? Probably not.
I'll come to the next one in 2 years.
I want to ask on 13, 12, 16, what did you lose the friend over?
Oh.
What made you lose a friend?
Okay.
I lost my best mate.
Two.
She ended up dating two of my exes.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
Yeah, the first one I gave her a pass, and then the second one I was like, I learnt my lesson.
She was trying to go out with your partners while you were with her.
I mean,
kind of a best friend is that?
Yeah, I didn't mention that in the story, did I?
Oh, is that true?
Well, for one,
oh,
yeah.
I go.
Well,
touchy,
I only found that out recently, actually.
Mm. 13,
now, that's 12. A full-on story, actually.
No, I know it is.
Yeah, not cool.
No.
Had to find out over Facebook, actually.
Do you want to talk about it or?
Maybe
okay,
later.
Another time, yeah.
I want to know what you lost your friend over.
Okay.
Have you ever lost a friend over something?
No, I've kept all mine.
You've never lost a friend?
Not one single friend along the way. They've all come with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
good... Well, how many people are losing friends?
Rach, have you
lost friends,
Rach?
One of them was dating my brother for a while. Ooh. That ended badly.
There's a story.
Well, it sounds like it's all cheating by the sound of it. It's just all cheating on your mates.
You could have lost a friend over money.
Okay.
That's happened before. 13, 12, 16. We'll give you tickets to our Baywatch preview screening tomorrow night.
Let's do it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
They say weddings bring people together, but then they also drive people away as well.
Well, these guys, they didn't even make it to the wedding.
Not even to the wedding.
Yeah.
A bride has lost a best friend because she's decided to go to an Adele concert instead of a wedding.
Adele is once in a lifetime, isn't it? I missed the Adele show in Sydney, and now it's been told that she'll never come back again, so...
But your best friend of 30 years...
30?
30 years they've
God,
been friends for.
That is a bit rich.
Bit rough.
Bit rich.
So they're not friends anymore. She made her decision, now she has to...
You've been cut.
...live with it.
13, 12, 16 is our number.
What did you lose a friend over?
Oh, we've got an anonymous call. Do we start with the anonymous or do we end with the anonymous?
Let's go with Ellen in Noraville first.
Ooh, I love an anonymous.
Morning, Ellen.
Morning.
Morning, girl. Ellen. What did you lose a friend over?
Well, my little boy was his first Christmas. He was 11 months old and all of our family got together in a camping ground. My stepsister was out from Holland, my father and his wife, my mum, my partner's kids. I'd organised for my girlfriend, who was a photographer, to come and take photos, you know, casual photos on the beach. We're all ready. We all had our denim bottoms and our white tops.
As you do for a photo shoot.
As you do for a photo shoot in the hills, in the sand dunes. She never turned up.
What,
she didn't answer her phone. Just never turned up.
So you missed out on getting photos of your little son's first Christmas because she just didn't rock up.
Yeah, didn't answer the phone. Hasn't answered the phone since, and he's now 14.
So he's now 14.
So you never spoke.
He's now 14.
You never spoke to that friend again.
Never.
What if they died? Do you know if they died? No, serious question. I mean, you haven't heard from them since. Are they dead?
Funnily enough, another girlfriend of mine found her in Facebook because she does Facebook and sent me a picture. So I think she's still alive.
That's still kicking.
Bizarre. I mean, death is the only excuse.
Yeah, that's strange.
You're gonna turn around. Sorry, I was dead.
Cut. She's gone.
I couldn't be there. Anonymous, who have we got here? I love this stuff.
Anonymous. What did you lose a friend over?
So I lost a friend over my children.
Right.
Having children, I should say. So I was friends with this particular person since high school. And if I was still friends with her today, it would have been now probably about 16 years friendship. I had my first one and she came over every week and we caught up. I had a second child and she decided I wasn't spending enough time with her and that's not okay. And we got into a big argument because I wouldn't spend every waking moment with her.
So she was asking you to pick her over your own kids?
Pretty much.
And what was the argument? So what was her argument?
I'm not giving her enough attention. It's like I don't want her as a friend. It's, you know, rude of me not to spend time with her. Mm.
Maybe she had a crush on you, Anonymous.
You know what? She's a lovely person, don't get me wrong. She's a bit of a princess, though.
Did you ever kiss?
Anonymous.
Never? Never on a drunken night out?
Bree's just digging to find out some stuff.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, Anonymous.
One question, because I haven't had kids myself, but I know people who have them and they can be hard, hard work. Going back to the time, do you wish you'd just ditched the kids and went with your best friend?
No.
You have to say that, Anonymous.
You have to say that. I'm still thinking maybe.
That they kissed.
Yeah.
You want to ask one more time?
Anonymous, did you or did you not kiss?
Go on.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We're off to Origin. We're taking the show on the road. We leave today.
I know. We're going up to Origin. This time tomorrow morning is going to be one of my favourite moments of the year.
Because it's the morning of Origin. It's exciting. Yes, you can pump up the game. We're there. You know, we're talking. Who we got on the show? Producer H from New South Wales.
Who's Ryan Girdler.
Oh, Girdler's going to be on the show talking about the game.
And Gordon Tallis.
Gordon Tallis.
And big Gordy Tallis.
Queensland legend.
And someone I said to you, this was a couple of years in the making, this is. Mm. I said to you a couple of years ago, I said, oh, my mate Till, Gordon Tallis,
his niece.
Related. She plays rugby league. There was a video doing the rounds on the internet of her tackling someone, and it is full on. It's nearly on par with Gordon Tallis.
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
Who did we show the other day, and they went, oh, man.
Our boss, Mickey Marr.
That's right. He goes,
he was like,
you sure
hell
you
no.
This? You sure you want to?
And I said, do you want to take a tackle from Gordon Tallis's niece?
His niece. And we have talked about this for a long time, and for a long time I've said no. And I continue to stand by my statement, my very wise statement. If you see this video, it's
hey,
wise.
I reckon you're right. If you want to go to our new Instagram page,
yep.
You can see the tackle.
Bree and Gordy, you can see this tackle we're talking about here.
You go and have a look at the tackle on this girl. You are going to get hammered tomorrow.
Why are we all laughing? Broken necks aren't a laughing matter, guys.
You should hear Gordy off air. He was like, all right, I've got some conditions.
There is some conditions.
I want to wear a sumo suit, a neck brace. I want mats.
Did I get a neck brace?
I want gym mats. I want a mouth guard. I want this. I want that.
Mouth guard's a good point. I haven't thought of that one yet. I need to get that.
Do you want protective eyewear too?
These teeth are expensive.
They're just the fake ones anyway.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll get these knocked out, then I'll get the real ones this week.
I can't wait. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go Facebook Live so everyone can watch it. We're going to be in Brisbane, the day of Origin. Gordy Tallis, I think, is going to be there to commentate.
He's going to commentate his niece tackling me, is he? Wow. What are we doing?
Is going to be a good time for everyone, apart from you.
Who's paying for my medical bill if I do happen to do an injury? The company?
We haven't thought that far ahead, all right?
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.